tweet at Today SOR.
Let's get an update now on that fire about which we heard on the 10 o'clock news summary. That's at the Scoil Catriona Colleeny in Coolock in North Dublin. Let's go to our reporter Evelyn O'Rourke, who's at the scene. Evelyn, what's the latest?
Well, at this stage, Sean, Dublin Fire Brigade have managed to extinguish the fire. I mean, sitting here just outside the school and talking to parents here, there's a palpable sense of shock. And it's quite surreal because it's a beautiful autumnal morning and it's very hard to mix that with the kind of the level of the fire that people witnessed here just a few short hours ago. We're told that up to six tenders, fire tenders, were here working on it. And at this point, Sean, most, if not all, of the fire brigades have pulled away from the scene and there is a guard presence here now and you're beginning to see, you know, different people are starting to come and go inside the gates and you can see the consultations and discussions are beginning here. But in terms of the actual fire itself, that is it seems to be completely extinguished at this point. Now, I did get to talk to one of the members of the fire brigades, a man called John Robinson from Kilbarrack, and he talked to me just as they were pulling out and he told me more about what they had been dealing with. And he started by telling me about when the alarm was first raised to them.
The initial call came in of the fire around 6 a.m. this morning. We arrived and we discovered the first floor of the school of that particular wing on fire.
And, so from where we're standing, it's kind of the back of the school here, the senior part of the school. The
senior part of the school was on fire, on the first floor. And it appears to start off on the roof, so access initially was difficult. But as soon as you get access, then we eventually contained it.
And you'd big calls out, six units out here.
I'm not too sure about the units that were here. I was the first of the units on scene, so I'm not too sure how many actually planes turned up. But I'd say approximately six units, yes.
So from about 6:15 you were on the scene here?
Roughly around 6 a.m. this morning, we got the call for the fire.
And what time do you reckon you had it under control by?
I'd say within an hour and a half, we more or less knew what we were doing, we had it under control. And it was just a matter of damping it down.
And in terms of the scale of the fire, how would you describe it?
Pretty extensive. Yeah, lucky enough, the structure of the school, it's an old style, built in 1960, so it's effectively it's concrete box, and the classrooms are all concrete, so it helped us to fight the fire, and it actually contained the fire to a fair degree as well.
So how much damage would you say there is, say, to the ground floor as well?
Mostly at this stage, I'd say it's a little bit of smoke damage, but predominantly water damage from the first floor.
So that's John Robinson of the Kilbarrack Fire Brigade there, Evelyn. Are there many parents or have there been many parents at the scene?
There have been, Sean, and even as I'm speaking to you now, more and more arriving and there's lots of hugs going on and children. When I first arrived, there were some children in school uniforms, but of course the word has spread now and now I'm just seeing children turning up with their mothers just in their regular kind of clothes so they know that there's kind of no school today. I mean, Sean, if I can describe it to you, it's a really gorgeous, familiar looking, you know, bun school. It's at the end of this really lovely, quiet road. It's just incongruous to think there was such a blazing scene here so recently. Talking to some parents as well, they were very, very moved by it. They clearly love this school. I had a quick word with the principal, Sean, Imelda Whelan. She's clearly, you know, trying to just get to grips with this awful news for her school this morning. And she said to me, look, you know, we will be talking to parents about what's going to happen. But obviously it's an unfolding situation for them. But I did get to talk to one mum, Sean, who had just arrived with her daughter. And in her case, she herself had been a past pupil at the school. She was visibly shocked by it. She just said she'd such happy memories of the school. She couldn't believe what she was seeing and hearing. So we'll just take a little listen to her now, Sean.
Just when we came down, we didn't. A lot of them got calls and texts, but I suppose we didn't get around to everyone, but we didn't get one, so that's why Sophie's down here in our uniform.
And you had the lunchbox and everything ready to go when you arrived at the gates?
Everything was ready to go, yeah.
So what did you see when you got here? Fire truck?
Shocked. Couldn't believe it. I went to the school myself, so just a bit shocked and brought back memories of the bit, especially the big side, like, you know.
So the fire was the other side, was it?
Yeah. So I'd say it's just going to be damaged throughout the whole school. So
she's in the junior
she's
part
in the
of the
junior,
school.
So she's right beside the blue side, so her class is. It's near the office, so she'll be probably affected.
And how do you feel about it?
Just in shock, aren't we? Aren't we, Sophie? Just can't believe it. So sad. Just don't know. In the unknown now, like, you know. Don't know where she's going to be taught, and especially the older ones as well. So I don't know. We're just all in shock, I suppose. We'll have to keep going with books and stuff at home, keeping top of things, you know.
And you went to the school yourself?
I did, yeah. Went to the school, yeah, 25 years ago now. So I suppose it just brings back memories and stuff, like, but
you obviously were happy there.
Ah, I love the school, yeah. Lovely school as well and such.
A lot of upset there.
a lot of upset there, Evelyn, clearly, in people. And obviously there are several hundred students now. It sounds like they won't be able to make much use of the building for perhaps the, you know, several months.
Yes, well, I know, I mean, just having covered, you know, similar situations over the years, of course the first thing that has to happen is they have to work out the structure, the safety of it. Anecdotally, people are telling me that the school is slightly split into a junior wing and a senior wing. So I presume junior infants up to maybe first or second class is in that junior. Looking to the naked eye, that part looks unaffected, but who knows? It's more the senior side of the school, which is at the back now from where I'm talking to you, Sean. That seems to be where the main part of the damage happened. So, of course, that will all have to be sorted. But I mean, this community, strong communities, you heard there, Sean, and we've heard that St. Paul's Youth Club locally here have opened up their doors and are offering the cup on tay and coffee for people, and I'm sure people will be so grateful for that, because I'm just watching people standing here, Sean, they're just standing here in shock, talking to each other in hushed tones. They can't believe it.
Okay, Evelyn, thank you very much indeed for that report. Evelyn O'Rourke in Coolock. Let's get a quick word now with Barbara Cahill, who's on the line too, third officer in Dublin Fire Brigade. Obviously, I suppose it's a terrible thing when a fire like this happens, but at least there was nobody in the building. It was in the early hours, or at least relatively early, you heard about it.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, we got the first call at 6:10 this morning from members of the community, and we'd just like to express what your reporter there, Evelyn, was saying. The local community spirit is very high, and we'd like to encourage people there that we still are in attendance, and just to keep their windows and doors closed, and if there's any questions, to absolutely ask the people on scene for any information. So we'd just like to let that be known as the local community.
And how are you in a position to give us an idea as to the extent of the damage, Barbara?
Absolutely, Sean. Yeah, it was a substantial damage to the rear of the property. The school is actually broken up into two sections. On the left-hand side, as you look in through the driveway, is the primary school, and then the right-hand side is the senior school. Thankfully, it was the senior school that was only affected. The firefighters did absolutely outstanding work when they were in attendance, and they stopped the spread of the fire into the junior school. So we'd like to thank them again for their good and their hard work and that. So it was just to the senior school, and even though it was isolated, it was substantial. The roof collapsed, and we had to have an offensive fire and a defensive fire on scene.
Right, well look, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Just one last question. I know it's early days. Any ideas to the cause of the fire, Barbara?
No, unfortunately, we don't know the cause of the fire. We're going to hand over the scene to the guards, and they'll be able to help us in that regard.
Okay, well, look, Barbara Cahill, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Third Officer in Dublin Fire Brigade. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.